Today we have Mark Houston of the Mark Houston Recovery Center. It's great to have you here.
It's good to be here. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited to talk to you about the uniqueness of this recovery center and how it's different than other treatment facilities.
Yes, different in many ways. As far as I know, I've opened the first true recovery center in the United States. I intentionally made a decision to be a non-clinical model and work much more around a holistic concept of look at the idea of mental sobriety, physical sobriety, emotional sobriety, and spiritual sobriety. And so the end result was I made a decision I did not want to offer clinical services. I wanted to offer recovery and life skill services to the men here.
What I'm familiar with is someone discovers that they have an addiction or a problem, or people they trust in their lives say, hey, something's not right here. You're drinking too much or abusing something too much. And then they go away for a finite period of time, and then they come back. And yours is different. And how does it fit into traditional treatment?
Well, the traditional treatment model, what is available out there for the man who's struggling is typically a detox and perhaps an outpatient and or detox and maybe a 30-day inpatient program, and then they get released from there and put back in the mainstream. And overall, the long-term success of that is minimal, not because the 30-day programs aren't doing good work, but that's barely enough time to get the man adequately separated from alcohol and drugs, get their body somewhat detoxed, and even begin to make them understand what's wrong with them. What's unique and different about Mark Houston Recovery is, first of all, I chose to be males only, gender specific. Mm-hmm. There's been outcome surveys on gender specific programs, male and female, and historically they're much higher, and the reason is you can stay focused on the issues you're dealing with, and you don't get defocused by the opposite sex. And so the other thing that's very unique here is the length of time. The 90-day, recently was a big write-up in Betty Ford where they said that 90 days is the new gold standard. My program is a minimum of 90 days. Many of the men stay as much as 4 or 5 months. It happens on an individual basis, and you can bring about a very radical change in how they experience themselves on an interior level and also how they view the world over that time period.
Mm-hmm. They might go through a standard, what you mentioned, 30-day program and then come into yours. Is that right?
Yes. About 40% of the men who come to the Mark Houston Recovery Center are coming to us from a conventional 30-day treatment program. So they look at us as the next logical step, where we do a lot of 12-step recovery-driven work with the men. We talk at length and educate them about nutrition. We have personal trainers come out 5 days a week. I have two gyms here, two gorgeous 1,000-square-foot gyms. We teach them the connection between food and nutrition and working the steps, being accountable, being responsible, and how all of this ties into not only staying sober, but having a real productive and abundant life.
So you mentioned accountable. I want you to talk a little bit more about that, because that's something that's, in my view, especially watching the news sometimes, often missing, the idea of doing what you say you'll do.
Recently, I sat down with about 40 of these residents, and many of them have what I call relapse history. These 40 men had been to an average of 3 30-day programs, so that's between the 40 men, they had been to 120 30-day programs. And one of the things that is common with an alcoholic or drug addict is they have not been held accountable for the behavior, nor have they been held responsible for the decisions they make. And from the day that I admit them here till they leave, they are held accountable for all of their actions and all their decisions. The example might be they would choose to show up late for a group. Much like life deals out consequences, we deal out consequences too. But the responsible part is we make them understand they're asking us to do that, much like the universe does. If I make a conscious choice to speed and the policeman stops me, I'm the one that has to live with the responsibility of the fact I chose to speed. So we do the very same thing here from the very first day they get here till the very last day.
This sounds like a way of not just rebuilding someone's life, but building some authentic, real confidence that many people have never had a chance to develop.
Yeah, and that's particularly true, I think, with the men who come to us. They say that, you know, once a male starts drinking or doing drugs, that your emotional and some levels, your mental capacities are arrested at the time you started. So, you know, if that's true and you come to me and you started drinking when you were 15 and you're now 30, in many respects, though you're in a 30-year-old adult body, your emotional and mental responses to life are like a 15-year-old. And my goal is to bridge the gap so that I truly have a 30-year-old who is 30 years old, not only physically but mentally and emotionally as well. And so that's a lot of what we do. We have a phrase here. I really want these men to meet themselves. I want them to learn how to put aside childish ways. And what does it really mean to be a man of integrity? You know, my word, be impeccable with my word. And one of the textbooks here we work with is the Four Agreements. And, you know, the first agreement is be impeccable with my word. Teach them definition of honesty. You know, say what you do, do what you say. And we begin to work with those concepts really from the first day they're here.
Mark, I think this is something just about any of us could use to tune up and sharpen our sword in, not just the man who might have an addiction.
I think there's a lot to be said for that. I call my curriculum Steel on Steel. And I call it that because I had been sober 12 or 13 years, and just being sober, at times I would look at some of my decision-making and see some of the mistakes I made, and those mistakes could affect me and others. And I was reading one day, and I was reading Proverbs because I love stories, and I read a quote. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And I thought to myself, well, it looks to me like seeking counsel, being accountable with other men is very, very important. And I began to work with that, and I saw what a tremendous impact that it had in every area of my life, from my physical body to my finances, where I'm really willing to open myself up and be gut-level honest about what I'm really doing. And then they can give me feedback and give me things to consider and bring about a change in the course of action I've taken. So we really do the very same thing with the men here.
This looks like we're talking about not just getting back on life, but really offering people a whole new life they may not have had without this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some other things that are important and unique that we're doing here is virtually everything we do here is experiential versus educational. You know, their day starts with, for example, prayer and meditation, but it's not talking about it, it's doing it. And, you know, then they'll do a work ethic. And then the other things we do every day, we choose a different resident to be a cook crew chief, and he picks two of the men. And they prepare and serve all the meals. They'll do that, all three meals that day. And the next day we rotate. But all of a sudden, these men start to develop a tremendous sense of inner self-esteem, inner integrity. They learn to be accountable, responsible. They're developing the discipline of life skills. And that has a tremendous impact on how they experience themselves and the outer world. And the more comfortable they are in their own skin, the less chance there is of going back to their addiction.
Sure. Probably the less they'll spend inappropriate amounts of money and buy toys beyond their means, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Another component of that we talk about here is what I call financial sanity. It starts with a basic concept a lot of us just forgot, which is it's probably a good idea not to spend more than what you make. It's at a simplistic level, but
yeah.
We're really trying to touch on a lot of different areas in the time that we have these men. So we have a very disciplined schedule Monday through Friday. I think it corresponds with what it's going to be like when they get out of here, and they're always held accountable. Then in the middle of this whole thing, It's about, are you having fun? Are you having fun with your life? It's not so much what you're doing at that moment, but do you realize that this is it? This is your dash from your birth to death, and what are you doing with your dash? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I like to ask them. You know, is the quality of your dash acceptable to you? Are you realizing your dreams? Do you have the skills necessary for those things?
So you actually have stories of people who have basically been functional with an addiction and then turned their lives around and produced new things. Can you cite one and still protect the confidentiality?
Sure. There was a young man who came to us. He was 21. He actually had been in a motorcycle. He had ran from the police, was at his parents' home, got arrested, thrown in jail, had a pretty serious addiction problem, problems in school, those kinds of things, still living at home. Came to us, wound up staying with us 4 months. This young man recently completed a motorcycle school, a two-year school in Arizona, recently took a job in Europe with one of the major motorcycle manufacturers, came back to visit us, and I quite frankly didn't even recognize him. He had put on about 40 pounds, and he was very clear about his life and his direction, and I could give you a lot of stories like that. Another young man, I think he had been to 12 rehabs, came and went through here. I saw him the other day. He's married. He's had a baby, another one on the way. He started up his own small business, and a lot of that just came from developing a foundation here and then leaving and working with that foundation. We also do a lot with these men on goal setting, vision, and intent, taking responsibility for your life, tap into some power and chase your dreams, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Wow, pretty powerful stuff. Can you describe the process someone might go through and the evaluation process to see if this is the right fit for them?
Well, the most, you know, the common thing, of course, is they're having a problem with alcohol or drugs, mm-hmm. And that becomes the primary, and then we'll do an intake and assessment to see if they're a fit. You know, are we going to be a good fit for them? Are the financial resources there? Another area we look at is there needs to be some degrees of willingness. I want the men who come here in a place where they really want some changes to happen in their life, but realize they can't bring those about. And so if all those criteria, you know, fit, then it will be an admission.
I see. What are some of the signs that someone might have a problem? Because in my experience of knowing men that had it, it's usually they don't just wake up and go, my gosh, I have an alcohol problem. They either hit the ground pretty hard, or someone they trust says, if you don't go here and do this, we're out, or some other combination. So what are the signs?
Well, the signs really are, you know, is drinking causing a problem in your life? If you're, sometimes it starts with you're missing work. Sometimes the drinking begins to impact personal relationships. Sometimes the drinking begins to bring about legal consequences. Over the years, I've seen a big change in that. The legal system is not too happy with people who drink and or high on drugs. So really, where it really starts is drinking and or doing drugs having some kind of a negative impact in your life? And even if it looks minor, it's worth paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. How can people contact you, and how can they find out more about this great service you offer?
The best way is to go to the internet and type in www, and then it's markhoustonrecovery.com. That's markhoustonrecovery.com, markhoustonrecovery.com. And I designed my website. There's a virtual tour on there. Somebody they can download my daily schedule, financial responsibility form, what to bring, just about every question that they might have I designed to be answered on the website.
Thank you. Well, this was terrific talking with you, and thanks for your time.
You bet.